This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Minotaurs.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I'm down with a Minotaur.
They're all right.
It's a little bit ridiculous that everything about them is maze related to the point where climate or terrain, temperate or subtropical labyrinths, you know, like there are.
Single issue put it hard. They have one thing that they like.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because this is obviously something that's adapted from mythology.
Right.
Because in Greek mythology, there is a Minotaur.
Yes.
No, there are a bunch of them, and it just posits a world where there are a lot more underground labyrinths than I like to imagine.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about, like an early edition D&D campaign. It's nothing but labyrinth, right?
Yeah, there's probably a lot. Well, I mean, actually, maybe not, though, because that'd be such a pain in the ass to actually do,
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, forcing your players to, map that shit.
I love this one sentence. Minotaurs are immune to maze spells. I just picture him just stuffing them boom, denied. You gonna bring that shit into my house?
Yeah. And they are big fans of maize meals. Do you think you can confuse a Minotaur with the Spanish word for corn?
I thought you were talking about the meals that were fed to them by their corrupt kings and wizards.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they are fans of those. It's a little bit ridiculous that they can go years without eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they're stuck in this fucking labyrinth. Mm-hmm. It's very strange. And the whole thing, that says evil wizards, can put them inside a labyrinth, but there's never any more follow up to that.
No,
it doesn't imply that the evil wizards live in the labyrinth, So is this, they just set up an independent labyrinth and then just leave.
I think so.
Or it's strange to me.
Yeah, or maybe their tower is rising up out of the center of the labyrinth. I have no idea.
Honestly. The center of the labyrinth is claimed territory. Oh, that's true. Always where the elder Minotaur is.
Yeah, weird.
With the baddies.
I don't know. And this is also compounded. Minotaur's labyrinth is rarely natural. So they're almost always, risen out of the ground.
Yeah. And natural labyrinths are pretty rare and on their own, and you can just walk through them. It's just trees.
Yeah, it's cave system. Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you saw somebody called something a labyrinth, and it was just a stone path on the ground? There are no walls.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, that sounds like bullshit to me.
It's they happen. They are bullshit, but it's gardens and stuff. I remember there's one there's sometimes at universities and stuff. It's we have a labyrinth, and it's just a little maze of stone path.
So right, but you can see everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like doing a maze on a back of a placemat. It's not like doing a maze I'm in a maze and I'm fucked. there's no walls or anything.
I'm going to starve. One of my favorite news stories that happens every fall is couples getting lost in corn mazes, and the cops having to being called to get them out. That is always one of my favorite, one of my most disappointing memories as a child. A town next to where I grew up, it's called Lexington. They had harvest festival, but just a property that was an orchard that set up these fall time activities. And they hey, we have a maze, we're gonna go here, it's a maze. Turns out it was just a hay bale maze. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to I won't be able to see anything, because a maze is just you can't see where you're going. Otherwise, it's just I know what my heading is. I want to be completely disoriented. No, it was just some hay bales laid out in a roughly maze like configuration. And I was pissed.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
That bums me out as well.
Yeah.
If I can just crawl over the wall.
No. Don't want that. The labyrinth in not the labyrinth, the maze section in New York Central Park is actually kind of cool.
Yeah,
the tree maze. Sure. That's
I could see that. I just need a serious pleasure maze. just for me to be kind of stuck in a maze. Even though I can't see that being that frustrating, but I could also see, unless it had riddles or traps or something, I can't see it being that fun either.
Well, I mean, if it's your maze, if it's your maze. Mm-hmm. You'll know the way out is the thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any of those weird tomato monsters an uninvited, right?
I mean, I would probably put in some tomato monsters and that little monster that leaves that. Ding, 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 ding.
Love that shit. Yeah.
That guy's good.
Yeah. But, Oh, Adam Savage, he made a replica of the Overlook Hotel hedge maze.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the kind of thing you do when you're a millionaire nerd.
Yep.
I like how these are not always natural creatures. A lot of times they're people who are cursed.
Yes.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and they even have a little origin story that, like, one of the warriors wanted to have the power of the bull himself, and it was granted. It was like a wish that went wrong, and like started this weird new tradition.
Yeah. When you first said that, I heard that as bull, like B-O-W-L, and I was thinking about him having the body of a man, and the head of that is a bull, just like Cuphead, coming 2017, you know.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.